It's the Kennedys here, Rhyme or Reason, off their great new record called Closer Than You Know. And Pete and Moore are actually here with us in the studio here on The Blend here at WDIY. How you doing, guys?
Great. It's good to see you. We go way back.
Yeah, so we do. It's good to have you guys here. And now you're going to be playing tonight at Godfrey Daniels, which I understand is now a sold-out show.
Sold-out. Holiday show. You never know.
Yeah.
Show up and maybe we can.
Yeah, make a phone call, see what's going on. It's
actually, somebody posted on my website today that said that they had a change of plans. So who knows? Maybe some seats will open up.
That would be great. We'll be there,
Doesn't
though.
Doesn't hurt to check.
That's right. We'll be down in
it's
front.
It's SRO is what I heard. So there might be standing room.
Standing room.
There you go. Good deal. All right. Listen, you know, we just played a track off your new record, Closer Than You Know. And I have to tell you, I love this record. This is a really, and it's a bit of a departure for you. It sounds really big. There's lots of, it almost feels atmospheric. It feels great.
It's a departure, and yet it's a return. And I say that because this record reminds me more of our very first record, River of Fallen Stars, than any of our other ones. And I think it's because it's sort of atmospheric.
Right.
Layered.
Oh, River! Actually, River was the first record. I actually have the sheet music to some of this stuff.
Yeah, that was
great stuff. Now, tell me about making this record. How long did it take you guys to put this one together?
We've been on the road with Nancy Griffith for 2 years,
right.
And so we were working on her album, which we produced kind of at the same time. But we decided to do this differently because we had done a whole clutch of about 10 albums already. And we don't want to get into a routine where we write and produce the same way all the time. And so for this record, we decided that I love creating these sort of atmospheric, as you said, kind of sound. I call it the soundtrack to a non-movie. There isn't any movie, but I think of it sort of in terms of movie soundtrack. And I love creating music like that anyway. So we decided that I would do a whole bunch of those, and I did about 30 of them, actually, that are complete songs, but they don't have a melody or words.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else is just what you hear in the record, all the different parts and everything like that. And then I gave those to Maura, and they range from kind of soul grooves like that last song to, like you said, those big sort of epic soundtracks, you know. And so Maura just, there was no time deadline or anything like that. Maura just had all this music. And as when Maura lives with music for a while, she comes up with words and melodies organically. So we just let it happen like that.
Yep. And it obviously worked. And, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that the movie soundtrack thing, because as I was listening to this, I was seeing like late 60s French movies for some reason. So it's interesting you guys mentioned that.
We went to France while we were making the records.
Oh, really? So okay.
Sure that had an impact.
That actually was part of the discussion before Pete even started recording these music tracks. I had gone to Paris the year before with my best friend, and then Pete and I went back this past year. And in that interim, I said to Pete, you know, when you go to make these soundscapes, throw in some French six chords and some you know, impressionistic style changes like Debussy and Ravel, which is, we love that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not a lot of that kind of music set to pop lyrics and pop melodies. So we thought, what if we recorded impressionistic kind of changes and wrote pop songs to him. So I'm glad that you picked up on that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was neat stuff. Now, do you guys want to play something off of there?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, this is my favorite song. It's a song that I wrote for a friend, and it's just a song of encouragement. It's called I'll Come Over.
2, 3.
Times are hard around you, and your heart's been breaking for a while. It takes so long to work it out, and it feels like you're crawling every mile. Comfort in the sadness of your deep melancholy smile. It's gonna take a long, long time of error and truth.
Pete and Maura Kennedy here on The Blend. Man, it's beautiful. Good song for today, too. Thank you for that. Thank you. It's, I know it's a tough day, everyone, but it's good to have Pete and Maura here. Now, you guys have been on the road quite a bit this year. I saw that you were touring with Nancy, and you were touring, or Nancy Griffith, and you guys actually met in her the Blue Moon Orchestra. Is that right?
Yeah, Pete was on the road with Nancy way back in 1992 when we met down in Austin, Texas, and I joined the band the next year, 93. And then we went off and did our own thing and recorded like 12 albums. And, but 2 years ago, we reconnected with Nancy. I mean, we'd stayed in touch with her and done some little bits of collaboration here and there. But 2 years ago, we opened for her, a one-off gig, and it was just her and another guitar player. And right before she went on, we did our opening set, and right before she went on stage, in a brave moment, I went up to her and said, because I've always been a fan, you know, first, and I went up and I said, you know, Nancy, I know it's been a long time, but we remember all your songs, so if you want any extra help, just, and she called us up after maybe the third song and kept us up for the whole rest of the set, and we haven't missed a show with her since.
Great.
Yeah.
That's terrific. Yeah. Now, you also toured with your new record. You were over in the UK for a little while.
We were in the UK three times so far this year.
Wow.
The first two times with Nancy, and then the third time we went back to launch our record over there. And we're going back at least two or three more times next year.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a great venue over there called the Half Moon. They call it a pub, but it's a large pub. Let's put it that way.
Music hall.
And they have a real music hall. Yeah, and that's where... Fairport Convention and Bert Jansch and people like that used to play. And then Kate Bush played her first gig there, and the Yardbirds and the Kinks and the Stone. The Stones played there just like 8 or 10 years ago.
Really?
Once in a while they'll do a club gig. And so to play there was great. And as a matter of fact, Colin Blundstone, the singer from the Zombies, came out to the gig, and he was just beaming from ear to ear, and he said, oh, this reminds me of, you know, why I got into music in the first place.
So wow.
It's really a great feeling. You know,
that is
us.
Cool. Now, I also know, I'm a big fan of your guitar playing, both of you, and I just noticed that you're both playing matching guitars yet again. You know, you've had the orange Gretches for years, and now they're both playing Gibson Deluxes. They're fabulous instruments. Tell me about that. Why do you guys decide that this is the guitar that you want to play?
Well, I'll tell you. This is the Gibson EAS Deluxe. It's a Sunburst. It's actually an acoustic guitar version of a classic Les Paul Sunburst.
Okay.
If you look at it, it's got the same pickguard and the same trapezoid inlays.
Okay.
And this was my guitar back when I first got together with Pete. This was the guitar. This is the first, you know, proper guitar I've ever owned.
Mm-hmm.
Before I had this one, I bought like $99 pawn shop Yamahas. So this was my first big investment. And a couple years ago, we were playing a gig. And after the show, some volunteers were helping us pack up. And somebody knocked this over, and the headstock came off. And I had a nervous breakdown. it was horrible. So, anyway, Pete assured me that it could be fixed because apparently Gibson headstocks break off quite frequently.
SGs, it happens all the
time. But it took a month, and in that month, I played a bunch of different acoustic guitars, and nothing felt right. And this guitar did come back eventually, but not before I found another one because I thought, this is my guitar. So I bought another one. And then we found another one last week. So I just don't ever want to be without it. If you have two matching Gibsons, you want to play them.
It's like Les Paul and Mary Ford.
There you go.
Or the Everlys.
And if you're a woodworker, actually, though I don't recommend breaking the headstock off your guitar. But once it gets repaired, then it's a scarf joint, which is actually stronger than the original solid wood was.
So the thing's going to stay together for
a lot of new guitars come with scarf joints.
It's actually more solid.
Good, good. Yeah. And it sounds great.
It does,
sounds good. Now, you guys are doing the holiday show over at Godfrey Daniels. And I, like I said, it's an SRO show. What can we expect? What are we looking for tonight?
Well, our holiday shows are not all holiday songs, because who wants to hear that, really? But we will throw in, you know, my favorite Christmas album of all time is the Phil Spector Christmas album.
All right.
Not a big fan of the man, but that wall of sound, you got to love it. So I love, Marshmallow World and Ronnie Spector's version of White Christmas, all that stuff. The rock and roll stuff. And then we also, there's a little piece from Handel's Messiah, not the ones that you're used to hearing, but there's one that we pulled out and arranged for two voices and two guitars. It's kind of it's really a song about peace, which we all need, right? And I don't know, Pete's going to do some cool instrumental, jazzier Christmas songs, so it'll be nice. And then we love to take people's requests, too.
Cool. All right.
We want to keep it upbeat tonight. We're going to try and keep it.
Good.
And you know, there are a couple of people that can't make the show tonight, so there will be some seats.
Oh, good. There will be seats.
If you want to call, I feel like it's a radiothon.
This just
call
in.
Call in right now.
Us a sheet of paper because there were some late-minute cancellations. So if you want to come, there are seats.
You probably want to get in touch with Godfrey Daniels right now because, they had a couple of seats open up.
Okay.
And again, every time you guys are here, it's a very full house.
It's full.
But it's also seeing you guys at Godfrey's is always a lot of fun.
It usually turns into kind of a Beatles sing-along, some point during the night. We don't even know when that's going to happen.
Well, didn't you tell me, Pete, you always think of Beatles as Christmas music because you always got Beatles albums for Christmas.
Right,
It's
amazing the way we make those connections. I tell you, that's wonderful stuff. Hey, can you play something else off of your new record for us?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do, want to do our one cover?
Right,
we covered one song on the record.
Uh-huh.
And one of my all-time favorite albums is All That You Can't Leave Behind by U2. I love that album. Talk about a spirit-lifting album. And this is one of those deep tracks on that one, and I love the way we play this one and sing it. So here we go.
It's called Wild Honey.
Thank you.
All right. The Kennedys here with us on The Blend here at WDIY 88.1 FM. We are listener-supported community public radio. It's always good to have you guys here. Now, what does 2013 have in store for you? Where do we go from here?
Well, in January, we're doing some regional stuff. We've got one gig down in Florida with Nancy. But then in February, we head over to Belfast, back to Belfast. Mm-hmm. And from there, we go to Oslo. Then we come back. And then in May and June, we're going back on our own to do a comprehensive tour, a Kennedy's tour,
mm-hmm.
5 weeks.
Wow.
Yes, it's going to be the longest tour that we've done on our own over there in the UK. So we're very excited about that.
That sounds really cool.
Travel's great.
Yeah. And you guys have been doing a lot of it over the last couple of years.
Yeah, well, we always travel. We always play. Mm-hmm. We play a minimum of 100, 130, 150 gigs a year. But only until we started flying a lot more 2 years ago. In fact, I counted. We've flown over 100 flights in the last 2 years. I know. And that's from before that. I didn't fly at all. I wasn't flying for like 13 years. I had a phobia that I overcame.
Mm-hmm.
So I went from not flying at all to flying over. And I love flying now. I can't. It's weird. I should teach a course.
Write a book. There you go. And that, now the Scion I see is still running. They drive a Scion XB. Yeah. And actually, the reason I drive one is because these guys drove one, and I heard great stories about it. That thing must have a million miles on it now.
It's
259,000 miles.
Just past a 250,000 miles.
Good deal.
It's running strong.
And the people, and we have to park it in a garage in New York, and you know, they have people that park it for you. If it wasn't for those people who park our car, it'd be in perfect shape, but they bang it into all the other expensive cars.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame.
It's a bigger shame for the expensive
cars. I hear you. Well, it's been great to talk with you guys this afternoon, and really looking forward to tonight. They'll be at Godfrey Daniels tonight. If there's still tickets available, so if you're interested in going, give Godfrey's a call right now, because if you wait, they're going to be gone. Mm-hmm. And very much looking forward to that. Would you like to guys maybe send us off with something, one more song?
Yeah,
that would be great.
You want to do winter, or you want to do,
let's do Cradle.
Okay, we're going
to
do another.
Okay, the Kennedys here on The Blend.
This is called Cradle to a Boat.
2, 3, 4.
Well, I can't, but I try, and I try, till I'm blind in my eyes. Well, I don't have a hope, but I hope all the same. You can't do anything that can burn away my determination. You can't say anything that will break my spirit. There's a cloud in the sky, doesn't try to do anything but float away on the tide. Could it be just a cradle to a boat? I want to catch the wind and be free again when the fears that bind me. Why should it be so hard? Can't do anything that can burn.
Thanks, guys. Whoa, there we go. That was terrific. Thank you very much. Pete and Maura, the Kennedys, here with us on The Blend. Thanks, guys, for being here.
Mike, thanks for having
us. We'll see you guys tonight. You're tuned to The Blend, WDIY 88.1 FM.